5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
All you need to say is you're spot on, Jim.
Put moron number two on the phone.
You're a flog, Jim. No.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
I feel good.
Everyone listens, everyone feels good. What about the day we're having, by the way? I don't know what it's like down in Geelong, Fat, but up here it is superb.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely
beautiful,
magnificent. So, what you got coming up is the best. Alex Keith, we can't wait to speak to. Keithy, of course, key defender for the Western Bulldogs, former cricketer. And then we move into a hump day quiz with a difference. It's mate versus mate. And, well, just stick around for this one because I think halfway through, Fat decides to take it in a way that, well...
Only Fat can.
Only Fat could contemplate doing. So that's what's coming up. Nice to see you, Fat, by the way.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you and also with Ryan Warren.
Sure. We just wanted to ask you if you've spoken to your son at all.
No, I haven't. And can you go and get... And get out of my life and out of my property and ring up and make a time like every other does that's got any manners. Okay?
Thank you.
Old Malcolm Brown. The great Mal Brown. I went for dinner with Mal not long ago with the team from Steel Blue Boots.
Yes.
All those boys, fantastic. Fitzy and the guys. The great DK Lilly and Ambassador DK. Glenn Archer. So they're all at the table. We're sitting there. I think Air Colbert was there. I'm trying to think the back line. The great Sam Newman was there. We're sitting at this table at a restaurant and Mal was there and Fat. I reckon we got a good 15 to 20 minutes in and the old enforcer just put his hand up to the maitre d' and said, you couldn't find us a private room somewhere, could you? Because Mal had already insulted pretty much everyone in the room. So we had to lift up and move to a private room to have the rest of the dinner.
We must have a bit of room.
Well, we must have a private room. Yeah. Mal, my God, but great man, love him. Now, man. Fat, what do we got by way of a wrap, please?
Oh, big news. Big news at Essendon, Jimmy boy. Right, Joe Danaher is finally back. How about that? How good is that, Jim? Hasn't played since round 9 last year.
Yep, he's a good boy, Joe Danaher. I've said this before. He's a good mate of my eldest son. He's a very nice young man, and I'm rapt for him that he's back playing.
Bloody oaf. And I'm just looking in the Herald Sun, a photo of him, page 78, and he's got those little tattoos that your son has got, and also strats and all that.
What's wrong with him?
Stupid, weird little tattoos.
No, just it's bloody. What do you call them out at
hipsters?
Hipsters, that crap out at bloody Fitzroy. You know that way, Northcote.
I tell you what,
Clifton Hills,
tell you, Jim.
Springs, or whatever the hell it's called,
Clifton Springs.
I tell you what, it is. It is good news for Essendon, but it's great news for the world, according to Woosha, Jim.
No, Joey's going great. Yeah, it's a race. I made this point a number of weeks ago, but it's a race, Joe and the COVID vaccine. We ask every week about them and we're waiting to see which one's going to come to fruition first.
Nice.
So that means Joey's done. So now the COVID vaccine, we get it.
That's it, Bill.
According to Woosha.
He's a star of the game and we forget how good he is, of course. He's ripped some finals to shreds. Don't worry about that. So we can't wait for him to be back playing. It's good.
Where will he play next year, Jim?
Thoughts now. I know he wanted to go to Sydney badly, and I think that was as much just an environment thing, a bit like Bud, you know, get up there where you can get away from everything and sort of live a more normal life perhaps for him because he's pretty recognisable, Joe. He's 6 foot, what, 9 or something, so everywhere he walks, everyone knows who he is. But I don't know, Fat. It'll have to be worked out between the club and him. Now, what else we got?
I got some more good news, Jimmy boy, especially at the tribunal. I like this. Luke Dalhouse, one-match ban, was downgraded, so he can play this week. Sam Powell Pepper's one-match ban was thrown out, Jim, so he can play this week. Dylan Grimes, his charge for staging, was dismissed. Not sure about that, but anyway, it got dismissed. And Nick Vlosten's charge for staging was also dismissed, which I think is fair enough.
So what happens there with those ones? I mean, if it is our stated intent to try and iron this out of the game, why don't we? Why do we tolerate it?
And, mate, the fines were only, what, 500 yeah. or 750 or something. So they weren't big fines.
Yeah, so. I don't get it, Bill. No. If, and I have a firm belief that we should be trying to iron staging yes, out of footy because there's no place yeah. for it, then you've got to legislate against it. Otherwise, it just keeps happening.
Exactly. And the fines have got to be more. I don't think they can – the fines can't be any higher because of the rules they have with the AFL and the Players Association. But those fines have just got to be more. They've got to be 5,000, Jim.
You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see an umpire come in and say, I'm paying yes. a free kick against for what you just flopped to the ground under minimal contact, so there's a free kick going his way. I'd love to see that. It would only happen twice, and then coaches would start going, right, you blokes, no more of that.
Geez, you'd love to see that.
I would.
Some of the umpires haven't played, I reckon, Jim, the game, and you've got to get a feel for it, and you know when they are flopping, you know. So.
And not only flopping, the other thing that I think is really dangerous is players going in with their head and then throwing it back as soon as they're tackled to try and draw a high free. It's only a matter of time That's before right. one of those goes wrong and we're dealing with quite a serious injury. So we've just got to get rid of it. There's no place for it.
Jimmy Boy, or Sandra Sully, as we like to call you on the NRL. Guess what's happened?
Old Emily C. Bomb?
No. Anthony C. Bomb.
What did I say?
Well, Jim, it's been confirmed. It has been confirmed that he's been sacked. Well, this is the Brisbane Broncos. What about the flyer they put out? They said during the time that Anthony was in the bubble, he went home to see his family. He had a good think about it, and as a result, he approached the chairman, Carl Morris, last week to indicate he did not wish to continue as coach of Brisbane Broncos. Mm. The board understands Anthony's situation and has accepted his wishes to step down as coach. That is utter bullshit. Yeah. What the Brisbane Broncos did, Jim, was sacked him.
Well, I told you. Yeah, I said he was going to be sacked, and he was sacked.
Jim, he's 1.5 years into a 5-year deal.
And I told you the Dragons coach was going to be sacked, and he was sacked. I've been across this.
And what did you go with yesterday? Off air. What? You know what he told me, Ryan? Cooper Cronk is going to leave Melbourne Storm and he's going to the Roosters.
I told you that too.
What happened? He was right.
Bill, I have not missed with the NRL. And you think you know everything about it, but I am ahead of the game.
Oh, see.
And I've got another a scoop for you if you want to hear it.
With a coach?
Lionel Messi wants to leave Barcelona. That's what I'm hearing. It's what I'm hearing.
Well, because Lionel is only a one-name person. You know, yeah, there's only... And that's it.
That's true. And Bill, his management have sent a fax. Can you believe that?
A fax?
They've sent a fax.
No,
the top office at Barcelona saying that they do not want a trigger. $1 billion release, this is. Do you realise that? $1 billion.
So how much do Manchester City or whoever it is... Have they to pay a billion?
I don't know. How does that work, Rabbits? You know more about this.
Well, it depends what his contract is. If he's still in contract, then yeah, they have to pay $1 billion to release him, or Manchester City have to reach an agreement for a transfer.
This is a 6-time Ballon d'Or winner, Fat, the best player in the world, Ballon of course. D'Or. 10 Spanish League titles, 4 Champions Leagues, universally regarded as the best player in the game. He wants out.
Well, where's the best soccer played? Is it played over there or... in England. Tell me that.
Well, again, off the top of your head. We defer to Bartholomew on this one. Not that we'd ever defer to him very often, but he's a soccer man in his conversation. And from a depth of quality of teams point of view, Rabbits?
Premier League for the depth. But, you know, Italy and Spain and Germany have all got, you know, one or two really good teams. But England, you've got Manchester City, Manchester United, Liverpool, Arsenal, Tottenham, Chelsea. So there's more depth to the Premier League.
All right. That's a lot of money. And my mail is his great mate, Luis Suarez, wants out. New coach has come in, Fat, and they don't like him and they're all wanting out.
Who's the new coach? Anthony Seibold.
Look at old Fat with a crispy. He's happy with it too. He's just folding his arms like, I got that one away nicely.
Well,
look at him.
I want to finish off shadow boxing because of the big fight tonight.
Yes.
All eyes are going to be on Townsville tonight,
Townsville.
Jim. Now, there's something I reckon I've never said before.
Never. Oh, the zoo kitty?
The big Aussie fight between the fighters. Do you know how tall they are? What?
The great fight between the two fighters.
Aussie fighters.
Where are they, Fat?
Well, of course, Jeff Horn. And Tim Zoo.
Yeah, the Zoo Kid.
And I think Jeffrey might have one after the fight when he wins. But let me tell you.
Oh, no. he got a good one away, and he followed it up with that.
Because you know how tall they both are?
Nope.
175 centimetres, Jim. They're as tall as Tom Papley.
That's Boomer Harvey.
Well, Boomer Harvey, yep. Tom Papley. Harvey. And they weigh? How much do you reckon they weigh?
No idea.
69 kilograms.
Bloody hell.
60. They are tiny little fighters.
Yeah, that's
they are
true.
Little. But it'll be a good fight, so we'll see who goes there. I think Horn will win it. He's too strong, he will be, okay. Overall.
Not okay.
And one last one.
All right.
Just some cricket, Jim.
Yes.
Chris Rogers, the former opening batsman for Australia, is now the head coach of Victoria. So good on him.
There's almost an idiot file out of just this opener. Brad Hodge, he beat into that position. So they'd got two good, very good candidates for the coach of the Victorian team. But it is that gentleman you spoke about, Buck Rogers. Now, I tell you what we're doing is we're taking a little break, all right, because Alex Keith is going to join us. Keithy. And we need to get to the bottom of what happened with his proposal to his beautiful better half, Laura.
All right.
Just listen up to the way Fat handles this, please.
This is the Rush Hour with JB and Bill on Triple M.
He does, Keith, the former cricketer from 45 metres out. Keith, right through the middle.
How did he sneak down and snag one, the old fruit picker from Shepparton? Exactly. We got him on the line now. Keithy, welcome to you.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me.
Jeez, you must have got lost if you were down that end.
yeah, it doesn't happen too often, so pretty happy to get one on the board.
Yes, indeed, mate. And how are you travelling? I'll tell you what, the Doggies are playing some pretty good footy, of course, and when they throw it around, they're as good as any side in the comp, Killing Teeth.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks have been good, Bill, but still working on a few consistency things and, colour... Big games coming up against some strong opposition, so we'll get a decent read then, I reckon.
Well, Friday night, who will you go to? You put your hand up for Tomahawk, have you?
Yeah, I suppose I will. He's a big boy. Hopefully I'll get a bit of help. I think I'll definitely need it, but it'll be good. Good opportunity and good challenge against. Yeah, I guess the best in the league at the moment.
Well, I would be suggesting, Keithy, as you wander down into the back 50 before the start of the game, you just say to Easton Wood, now, Easton, he wears number 26. He's about 120 kilos. I want every time it's in the air coming in, I want a third up.
that'd be nice. But I definitely don't need to tell Easton. He's as courageous as they come. And definitely love it whenever he drops back into the hole and helps us taller guys out.
Put this question to Chris Grant, your head of footy, when we had him on Triple M a couple of weeks ago. It might have been on the weekend even. The distance, if you like, Keithy, between the Western Bulldogs' best and worst is amazing. Because as Bill said, when you're up and about, you look like the premiers. But then when it doesn't go well, it goes actually very badly. Why is that?
Yeah, it's hard to argue against. Our results definitely show that. So it's something, as I said, we want to improve on. And we can score, as you said, but also get scored against heavily at times during the season. I think we have made some progress, but as I said, I think the proof will be towards the back end of the year now, where we get a good run at hopefully. Securing a spot in the finals, but it's definitely something that we want to keep improving on.
Hey, Alex, do you take an interest in just how Adelaide are going? Just see they're at the bottom of the ladder there, Norton 13. I'm just wondering if he takes an interest, Jim.
We played against them last week, so it was a strange experience playing against the some good mates and things. So I'll always keep in touch with those boys, but hopefully they can get themselves a win before the season's out.
Fat, you don't kick a man in the pills when he's on the deck. That's not. It's an un-Australian way to behave.
Keithy isn't on the deck, Jim. He's gone to another club.
I'm talking about Adelaide. You're just gloating over Adelaide being in a crap position after he left.
No, well, because as soon as Keithy's gone, guess what? No back line. They're no good. And Keithy's running around and saying that in Adelaide on Saturday night when they play. Would you have a little run-in? Would you ever run in with any of your former teammates?
No, not really. played a bit on the three tools down there, and Matty Crouch lobbed down to the goal square late in the game, which was if he had got one on me late in the game, I would have never hear the end of it, sort of thing. So but not really. Said g'day after the game and things like that. But it's a nice game to get out of the way. That's for sure.
And how's Hub Life treating you, please, Keithy? What are we doing locked down?
Not much. A lot of time in the hotel. Allowed to get out for walks and take away coffee and things like that. So trying to get away from the hotel where we can play a little bit of golf here and there as well. So the boys have been playing a fair bit of golf, some surfing, but not for me, JD. Not a massive surfer.
No. What about you? Got Laura up there, have you?
I've got a partner up here at the moment, which is nice.
It is Laura, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Why do you ask, Bill?
Well, I asked. I said, "Have you got Laura up there?" He said, "Yeah, I got my partner up here." I thought, "Oh, wowee, hang on."
Hey, Keithy, can you stick around? More to discuss with you, please.
Yep. No worries, boys.
And from the Western Bulldogs, Alex Keith joins us.
Yes, indeed. Left 30 games at Adelaide. Mm-hmm. Left there and they've just gone to poo, to be honest.
Oh, Bill.
And Keithy's got the Western Bulldogs flying. But I just wanted to ask him a couple of things. We asked about Laura, his fiancée, Jim, and it's good to see she's gone up there with him. But there's a beautiful story doing the rounds of how you proposed along a lovely little beach walk one night, Alex.
It was... I'm not sure this story's doing the rounds. I don't know how it's got anywhere, to be honest. But it's just a Sunday morning walk with the dog and down at the dog beach. So very very low key, but it was just I guess trying to get it done, and that'll probably do. Bill.
Which dog beach, please, Keithy?
down at Ocean Grove. Yeah, it's not exactly your Paris of the world, but it was perfect for us.
Beautiful down there. Now, let me tell you what happened. You're walking along and there was a lot of people there. It was like Bourke Street. So you picked up the pace a bit, they did, Jim, and found a little space there. Yes. And he dropped down to his knee, which is very nice.
Yes.
And asked Laura to marry him. And she said, give me five. Anyway, said yes. And then they went back to the car, Jim, and he had a bottle of champagne in the spare wheel compartment of the car, and they sat there and had a glass of champagne.
Is this true, Keithy?
That's romantic, Keithy.
Jeez, I've got a rat somewhere here. someone's tipped on me massively. Yeah, that's pretty trite. I bought the roses the night before as well. Bill and I wanted to have them part of it, but I put them in the freezer the night before, and they turned brown. So they were in the spare tire well as well, and I still gave her the roses. So but she said yes. So that was the main thing.
Where's she from, mate? Shep?
No, she's an English girl, Laura. So met her over there. Playing cricket in 2015.
To wonder, were you in long enough for us?
Oh, Bill!
Now, also, there's another great story doing the rounds. Is when you're growing up in Shepparton, you're with your very good mate, Luke Loden, who's a big boy too, a big ruckman for the Hawks he was. And one day you got asked to play for Dookie. What's going on there? Where are you?
One of my best high school mates, Big Lukey. So he asked me to come play for Dookie, which was very nice. And he used to catch the school bus home with him, and put on the baseball cleat that I had at the time, and played my first game with him, which was nice.
And Jim, Dookie United, Jim, fair dinkum. There's cows on the paddock and all that. It's out the west, out where no one goes. But you went under another name too.
Yeah, Luke's put a bit of mail on this story, I think, from over the time. So, yeah, apparently I played under another name and was lucky enough to kick a few goals, which I think one's been added every year since.
mate. You kicked eight, by the way. He kicked eight goals, Jim, filling in. He was a baseballer. And guess what name he went under?
What?
Paul Brown. Oh, Bulbin. My mate Paul Brown, I played at Geelong with Paul Brown, so you went under that name.
Yeah, look, I can't remember that, but yeah, it's not as good as fill in, but yeah, it may well have happened.
And eight, or how many did you actually kick?
Nah, definitely not eight. It might have been three or four, but we'll go with eight.
Because I remind every male in my family, Keithy, that with the nine, of course, that I kicked for Claremont against West Perth, that's the benchmark for the whole family. And, Alex, I don't give a stuff if Angus Brayshaw plays 300 games for Melbourne and if Andrew plays 300 for Freo and Hamish plays however many for West Coast. If they don't, in their glorious careers, kick nine or more, they haven't got past their uncle. Is that fair or not?
Yeah, no, it sounds fair. Yep.
Mate, if it's a senior, if it's an adult's game of footy, then that's the benchmark. Because what I say to them, if they want to go and play for bloody East Sandy in the fifths in cricket, if they want to make 200 and whatever it is to get past me and the old man, Keithy, then they're the title holder.
Fair enough, too.
That's it, mate. It's a pretty simple bloody thing.
What about my poor kids? They're going to have to kick 18 and 9.
No, that's in a school game, Fat. You 11, yeah. You kicked for Geelong?
No, 11. Yeah, that's still the record at the Gabba. I wonder if Keithy knows it. what was the most runs you made, Keithy? Do you get 100 or 200 or something like that?
Yeah, 246, I think.
Got me covered comfortably.
Yeah, it was a league game in England, so I don't know if
that doesn't count, Keithy. That's cricket shit over there. Now, we're not counting that crap. Let's be brutally honest. Come on, what, probably in a 50-over game, was it, Keithy? Imagine the pies they were serving up. Tiny little bloody ground. Now, Keithy, getting back to what is important here, the Western Bulldogs, Geelong, massive. You've got two huge games coming up. Geelong, of course, Metricon Stadium. Then you got a bye, and then you got the West Coast Eagles at the same venue. So, as you say, your season will be defined by the next two games. Good luck with both of them.
Beautiful, yeah. Thanks very much, boys. Appreciate it.
Go on, Alex.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M, and we're doing this.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Well, I'll tell you what we're doing here. We're getting people on social media, ask if they can be a part of the Hump Day Quiz. We're going to get to the two that are involved today. But we've had some interesting applicants. Braden Bazina, Sandy Roberts. Connor Newitt, Sandy Roberts.
Sandy Roberts.
Joel Willey, Sandy Roberts. There's lots of them. Brad Dorr, Sandy Roberts. But Bill, some other nice ones like Dylan McKinn, Hump Day Quiz from a Humpback Whale. Yeah, not bad. Nick New, just because you need someone from Adelaide, as it's been all Perth, which it has been a bit lately.
It has.
Harry Thomas, because Billy is the king of Geelong and JB is the king of kings. And there's no doubt about that. Of course, this is what Harry's saying. And Stephen John? Bound, I wouldn't say Sandy Roberts, so he's gone the other way with that one. Who else you got?
John, Toby from Newport here. Get me on. I've got a great joke for you.
Cal Butler, I bought a signed picture of Fat, which turned out to be fake. He owes me a prize. and Anthony Razzo. Big Bill, me and my mate Gav are in Thailand. Yes. Anyway, who have we arrived at, Fat? Who are our contestants today?
Well, we've got Dominic there from Seabrook. Hello, Dominic.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, Dominic.
How are you?
We want Bill to have a crack at saying your surname. What's Dominic's surname, Fat?
Napolitan.
What? It's D, and then we want the next word said by you, Fat Dominic D.
D. Gulgely Limel.
What is it, Dom?
It's Diggle Elmo.
Diggly Elmo, Fat.
Yeah.
Oh, tickle me elbow.
Yeah, pretty good.
All right, Dom, you are playing against your great mate, Naif, who joins us on the phone. Hello, Naif.
Yeah, boys.
All right. Now, how do you and Dom know each other, please?
Both play cricket together.
Oh, hello. Where do we play cricket?
I'll turn to North.
And any good, either of you?
Go all right.
Extraordinarily tough game to play, Naif cricket.
What's Dominic? I'd like to. What's Dominic do? What does he bring to the table?
Dom's a medium pace bowler.
Oh no!
Of course he is. He bowls little out of his
little
gym
dibbly dobs. Yeah. And what about you, Naif?
Just a little bit of right arm fast.
Oh, right arm fast. What do you send him through at, please?
Low 80 mile an hour.
Oh, I love it. All right, what are they get magnificent prizes in this quiz, Rabbits, yes, Bartholomew?
Yeah, we got a $50 grilled voucher or a $100 Neverland store voucher. And you know what? We'll throw in a slab of St. Andrews Beach Brewery frothies as well.
Oh, nice. These are best prizes ever. All right, Fat, you ready to go? I am the judge as to who gets in first. You obviously scream out Dom or Naif.
Dom or Naif. You got that, boys?
Yep.
Okay. Right. Question one on Billy's Hump Day quiz.
No, we've already had the intro.
Who is currently leading the Coleman medal?
Dom.
Dom.
Tom Hawkins.
Say the answer, Dom.
Yes, Tom Hawkins.
Where are you, Dom? You're in another country or something.
No, I'm out for me 1 hour of freedom that I get a day.
Well, just stop
bloody
somewhere,
answer
please.
A bit quicker, yeah.
Righto.
Tom Hawkins.
Righto.
33 goals, too. He's going well, big Tomahawk. Question two is an audio, and I need to know something after this.
Long high ball forward through comes... Take all the ground, young man. On the left, he has kicked another one. Magnificent. Dom. Oh, Dom.
Dom.
Mozzie.
Oh, are you accepting Mozzie?
No, I'm not.
Oh. Righto. So,
well,
Nathan, over to you.
You can't just say Mozzie.
Irving Mosquito.
Irving Mosquito.
Yes.
Jeez, that now, Nath, I don't know if you picked up on it. It was an exceptional bit of calling. You just heard.
Oh, magnificent. Yeah,
well
always.
Done. Nice, Nath. Righto. One each. Righto, Fat.
One each. Number three, name the only Aussie star playing in the NBA playoffs. Today.
Oh, fair. Who's the only Aussie playing in the playoffs in the NBA?
Tom.
Tom.
Ben Simmons?
No.
No.
Nath,
if you want, he plays for the Utah
Free
Jazz.
Throw at the stumps.
Joe Ingles.
Joe Ingles.
Well done.
Nath, 2-1.
Why do you barrack for Brisbane, Nath?
They were winning when I was growing up.
What about you, Dom?
Essendon.
He's a bomber. Right? Okay, nice.
Joey Danner.
All right.
Back.
Yes, back he comes. Question four.
Number four. Which Collingwood player has left the Queensland hub to go to the Burt?
Nath.
Steel side bottom.
Steel side bottom. Fat. She was over before it started, this one.
No, I'm going to give Dom a chance here.
Oh, hello. All right. Even though it's 3-1 in a five-question quiz.
This is worth 2 points if you can get this. Dom, you've got to tell me who this is, okay?
Not washing your hands that one time, forgetting your mask, not wearing it properly, hugging someone who's outside your household.
Brett Sutton.
Brett Sutton. That's as obvious as the nose on your face, and it's not helping Naif, who won the quiz fair and square.
No, Dom's back in it. 3-all now.
All right. Who am I?
He's become into this sex symbol, Jim.
What? What was that sentence?
He's a sex symbol, Brett. People are loving him. The housewives out there are loving
him. Dig that out for me, just how he said that sentence before, please, Bartholomew.
Yeah.
All right, so here is the decider, even though Nate's won.
So you can jump in, okay, whenever you want, but it's a who am I? I have won 2 AFL premierships. I play for Richmond Football Club. I am unable to play footy at the moment. I kicked the first goal of the 2020 season. Oh, shit, I'm running out of
time. My nickname?
My nickname is Titch.
Nice.
Yes, Naif?
Naif.
Tom Lynch?
Shane. Oh. Did you say Shane?
Tom
someone?
Lynch, he said.
Dom.
Dom.
Yes, Dom. He's got a
Shane win. Edwards.
Dom! That is despicable.
Naif, Dom's won it.
Naif has won the quiz fair and square, and you cheated, and now Dom's won.
Dom's won it, Jim. All right. Dom has won it.
All right, so, Naif. So, because Dom's won, you get the pick of the prizes. So you can either have a grilled voucher, $50. Magnificent, of course, no artificial colours, flavours, or preservatives. Healthy, tasty burgers. So that's superb. Ooh, nice. Or a $100 Neverland store voucher, home of Australian streetwear. Favourite brands, Nina and Pasadena, Kiss Chasey, etc. And we've also got a slab of St. Andrew's Beach Brewery for the Father's Day dozen, of course, a personalised label from that magnificent place. So which of those three do you like the look of, Naif?
I'll take the Neverland voucher, please.
All right. So Neverland voucher goes to you. Well done. So, Dom,
yep.
You get the other two, the grilled voucher and the slab from St. Andrew's Beach Brewery.
Hey, boys.
Well done. The you two.
Thanks, Bill, on a really well-run quiz.
No, none of them are saying that. But because they're great mates, my suggestion is they wait a couple of weeks. Hopefully old Dan gets his act together and you can get together and have the grilled voucher together and the slab.
And the froffies.
Oh. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Well done, you two. Thanks for being a part of it.
Cheers, boys.
Thanks, boys. Have a good one.
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill.
Good on you. That's the way.
And tomorrow, Isaac Quainer joins us, IQ. Ooh. Looking forward to chatting. Very impressive young man, this, with an interesting story, Fat.
Mm.
Dad from West Africa, mum a music teacher, the amazing family, the Quainors. So we're looking forward to chatting to Isaac.
And a good nickname.
Yeah, bloody oath. And a good player, too, he's going to be. And also the top five Rush Hour farthest away listeners, my top five. Not furtherest, as Bill says when he has his go. The farthest away listeners, top five. That's coming up tomorrow. Now, I got an email.
It's not farthest.
Yeah, it is. I got an email. It's from Ruth.
Ruth?
Yeah. What's Ruth? In Devon Meadows.
Oh, no. Chompers.
She goes, Jim, you are so sexy. No, what, Ann Bill? You can't blame her for saying that. But then she goes on and says, I was just listening to the quiz, the Mate v Mate quiz. Did Bill utter the following sentence? He's becoming to this sex single. Go Blues, says Ruth. All right, let's have a listen.
He's becoming to this sex single.
What is that?
Don't make up stuff or put in make me sound bad.
Ruth has picked up on it. Let's listen to it again, Bartholomew.
He's becoming to this sex single, Jim. I tried to say he's becoming a sex symbol.
But you didn't say that. You said he's...
Which is hard to say,
he's
Jim.
He's becoming to this.
When you're on air on Radio Live, it's hard to say.
Is it?
He's starting to become a sex symbol.
What are you doing down there? Seriously, what's going on?
I think it's the communication blockage.
That what it is.
I'm going to have to get on to Gino, our man, to fix it.
Oh, it's his fault, is it?
What about when he asked us why Isaac Quainer's nickname is IQ?
Yeah.
No, Rabs, that is wrong.
You did?
I was talking about someone else.
Off air, that's exactly what you said. Why is his nickname IQ?
I was talking about someone else, Ronald Biggs or someone.
Honestly, it's just, none of this can be scripted. All right, so a joke to finish off this magnificent show.
Yes.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, Jimmy boy. Guess who turns 90 today?
Who?
Dishes. Dishes, Sean Connery.
Oh, no. Well, I think that was yesterday, actually.
Well, I read it as today,
I
Jim.
Think his birthday was yesterday.
Well, guess who turned 90 yesterday, Jim?
Who, Bill?
Dishes, Sean Connery. Now, I've got a joke.
All right, I hope you have.
I was out on the first date with this lovely girl. We just met, Jim, and it was a beautiful first date. Everything's going lovely. And I said to her, I work with animals. She said, oh, that is so sweet. I love a man who cares about animals. That is lovely. We're going to have a long and lasting relationship. She said, what do you do? I said, I'm a butcher.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Jim.
Oh, come on. What is wrong with him? What the hell is wrong with him?
I work with that.
Yeah, no, thank you, Bill. Yeah, no, I get the joke.
And who are you?
Here we go.
My name is Pussy Galore.
Oh. Where's Deuce?
I must be dreaming.
Woo!
Porsches. Come on, fat.